True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
It is a short show today because the Eagles game tonight and the Phillies game shortly, which means that the Phillies game is going to be on this radio station because the Eagles game has to be on 94 The Whip, which means that I'm bumped, and I'm okay with that because I'm going to the game. So my buddy Lee Pavorsky, LL Pavorsky Jewelers, our jeweler, our buddy, he invited me to the game. So I'm going with him, and I'm going to get out of here and go down to South Philly after this. I guess I'll jump on one of the free trains from FanDuel, I guess. I don't know. But in the meantime, Secretary Kennedy was on Capitol Hill today. We have a lot to get to, a lot of audio. Bernie, America's mother-in-law. A whole back and forth, a bunch of it. So let's get right into it. Big story of the day brought to you by Dr. Mike Venaria, VenariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. 12 years in a row, Dr. Mike has been recognized by his peers as a master of dental implants, VenariaDental.com. So he unleashed, said he's firing people from the CDC. Why? Because they don't do their job and address how sick the American public is. It's got very heated today, several times throughout the course of the testimony with the Secretary of Health and Human Services, Bobby Kennedy. Democrats came after him, as you can imagine. Even a couple Republicans did as well. But America is sick, clearly. Cut one.
The latest numbers from CDC that 76.4% of Americans now have a chronic disease. This is stunning. When my uncle was president, it was 11%. 1950, it was 3%. Today, it's 76.4%. 8 out of 10 of our kids cannot qualify for military service. This is a national security issue. When my uncle was president, we spent zero on chronic disease. Today, we spend $1.3 trillion. It's the biggest cause, and it's increasing. And all of the arguments that Republicans and Democrats have about single payer, Obamacare, or the various ways of allocate the health dollars, they're all like rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic. If we don't end this chronic disease, we are the sickest country in the world. That's why we have to fire people at CDC. They did not do their job. This was their job to keep us healthy.
Thank you.
And I need to fire some of those people to make sure this doesn't happen again.
Now, America's mother-in-law, Elizabeth Warren, and just so you know, RFK went after her because of all the big pharma money that she's taken. And it's a lot. It's a lot of big pharma money. See, why is America so sick? Well, a lot of reasons. I think our food supply. I think the fact is that we don't exercise enough. But I think we also have this issue where we treat the symptoms. We don't treat the underlying cause. And there's a revolving door between the FDA and Big Pharma And Big Pharma, there's a pill for everything. Let's face it, there's not a cure for much. We don't treat food as medicine. We treat food as something to fill our bodies until the next meal. But that's not really the way it's supposed to be. Yet, the coffers of Big Pharma, they keep getting richer and richer, and they keep giving money to politicians. So, America's mother-in-law, Elizabeth Warren, dances with tables. This is cut number three from today. Take a listen.
Will you tell America that all adults and all children over 6 months of age are eligible to get a COVID booster at their local pharmacy today?
Anybody can get the booster.
I'm sorry?
Anybody can get it.
Senator. Anybody. So you're saying that is now the official rule of HHS. Anybody is eligible to get a booster by just walking into the pharmacy.
It's not recommended for healthy people.
No. If you don't recommend, then the consequence of that in many states is that you can't walk into a pharmacy and get one. It means insurance companies don't have to cover the $200 or so cost. As Senator Dr. Cassidy said, you are effectively denying people vaccines.
We're not going to recommend a product for which there's no clinical data for that indication. Is that what I should be doing?
What you should be doing is honoring your promise that you made when you were looking to get confirmed in this job.
You're going like this.
And that is, you promised that you would not take away vaccines from anyone who wanted them. You just changed the classification of the COVID vaccine.
I'm not taking them away from people, Senator.
It takes it away if you can't get it from your pharmacist.
Well, most Americans are going to be able to get it from their pharmacy for free. Most Americans will be able to get it from their pharmacy for free.
The question is, everyone who wants it, that was your promise.
I know I didn't. I never promised that I was going to recommend products with which there is no indication.
When you said.
And I know you've taken $855,000 from pharmaceutical companies, Senator.
Did you hold up a big sign saying that you were lying when you said that? Because you are the one who said you would not take them away. Now, Senator.
I'm not taking them away from anybody.
Secretary.
You want me to indicate a product for which there is no clinical data?
Senator,
is that what you want?
Secretary,
yes,
Kennedy,
she does.
You said you wouldn't, and now you did.
I'm not taking them away. Everybody can get access to them.
No, they can't walk into a pharmacy the way they could last month and get access to a
depends on the state. It depends on the states.
A year ago,
but they can still get it. Everybody can get
it.
Everybody can get it, Senator.
So look, let's move on.
Let's move on, shall we? Let's move on. She doesn't address the amount of money that she's taking from Big Pharma, but Bernie did. Oh, yes. Bernie addressed how they're all corrupt. They're all corrupt. All of them. Corrupt SOBs. Can we play the video for this one, too, Justin? Okay, thank you. In the meantime, as we're doing that, let me just tell you that it was fun to watch all this. It really was. It was fun to watch. But nothing that I would say, I mean, regarding today is going to change much. Republicans are in charge of the committee, and Senator Kennedy had to go there to get beat up. This is what you do. Why? What comes out of it? What's productive about it? Nothing. I mean, really nothing. They demand his resignation. He's not going to resign. And will the problems change? I mean, probably not. You know, like Senator Ron Wyden, for example, has been there for 20, 25 years while the chronic disease of our children has gone up 76%. Yeah, it's a long, long time. And COVID, we were lied to. Actually, this is a good one. We could just play the audio of this one. This is cut number two, talking about COVID. We were lied to about everything. Natural immunity and the vaccine and all of it. And yeah, we were lied to by the experts. And this is why Americans have lost so much faith in the people that are the so-called experts. Cut number two.
Do you believe COVID-19 was politicized?
Yeah, the whole process was politicized. Senator, I mean, we were lied to about everything. We were lied to about natural immunity. We were lied to about, you know, we were told again and again the vaccines would prevent transmission, they'd prevent infection. It wasn't true. They knew it from the start. It wasn't true because that's what the animal studies and the clinical trials showed. We were told that there was science behind cloth masks. The CDC allowed the teachers union to write the order closing our schools,
yep,
which hurt working people all over the country, and then pretend it was science-based. All of these issues, and then I can show you, like, for example, Chairman Wyden was talking about me politicizing ACIP during COVID. Probably the most famous scientist on ACIP was Martin Kulldorff from Harvard, the great renowned epidemiologist and vaccinologist. And he criticized the COVID booster mandates. They ejected him from COVID because he wasn't in the orthodoxy. The two biggest health officials at FDA during COVID, Dr. Gruber and Dr. Krause, criticized the Biden mandates, vaccine mandates. You know, President Biden said in August, I would never take that vaccine, the Trump vaccine. And he came in, he mandated it, and then he fired the two top health officials at FDA who said, hey, this thing has not been properly tested. So the whole process was politicized, and even today.
So let me, I'm 15.
So you see, it was politicized. We had Kulldorff on the show. He wrote the great Barrington Declaration. Of all those scientists who spoke out and dared to challenge Fauci and dared to challenge the Francis Collins and all the other people, they were ostracized. That's the way it is. They get ostracized. Now, Bernie and RFK got into a heated clash, as you can imagine, as Bernie declared that they're all corrupt. They're all corrupt. And as usual, he got very, very feisty. So if you're watching on the YouTube chat, you can see Bernie with all of his hand movements, flailing his arms. Go ahead.
Dr. Oz, Vinay Prasad.
So you got a few doctors who agree with you, but I'm giving you
not
the
a
name.
A few doctors. What you're talking about is there's a big difference, Senator, between established science and the scientific establishment, which has been co-opted by the pharmaceutical
industry. So you're telling me, you're telling the American people that the American Medical Association, representing hundreds of thousands of people, have been co-opted and that they should not trust their doctors.
And I'm
the American Academy of Pediatrics, the American, and by the way, just for the record, every single Republican, I don't mean to be political here, Mr. Chairman, has received PAC money from the pharmaceutical industry. Are they all corrupt as well?
And I'm telling you, the American Heart Association has been co-opted by the food industry.
Everybody but you, Senator. But you know what? When you ran for president, you know, we have a corrupt campaign finance system. Maybe you will agree with me on that. Okay, you were already president. You got a billionaire behind it. You received $300,000 from people, not from the industry, people in it, as I did, from individuals. You corrupt. President Trump got $3 million. Every Republican got corporate PAC money for the pharmaceutical industry. Democrats as well. Everybody is corrupt, but you? Is that what we're looking at? I don't think so. And I think the issue
I don't even know what you're talking about.
He's just venting. That's all. He's just blowing off some steam. He's not really talking about anything. He's just kind of venting. Everybody's corrupt. Everybody but you. But you. What RFK Jr. is implying is there's a lot of people who are, I mean, I don't want to say like the jersey on the take, but they've been corrupted by a system that rewards big pharma and doctors for writing those scripts. And it just, the cycle just keeps continues. And he's trying to break that cycle. You would think Bernie would be more on board with that, but he's not. He's not on board with that. He used to be. He used to scream about big pharma all the time. He used to. He used to scream about the system all the time, but he doesn't anymore because now the Trump administration is actually trying to do something about this link between the unhealthiness of the American people and big pharma and big food and big ag. And now that they're actually trying to do something about it, suddenly Bernie is being hostile, which doesn't really make sense considering his entire career. He's been going after those same things. Doesn't really make sense. But this is why. There's a lot of people that talk a good game. You put somebody in the chair who actually starts going after these people, and then they turn on them. Why is Bernie not an ally of Bobby Kennedy? Why is America's mother-in-law, Elizabeth Warren, not an ally of Bobby Kennedy? Suddenly, they become the biggest friends of Big Pharma. They scream about these people for years. They scream about the billionaires. They scream about the greed of the medical industry and Big Pharma. As soon as you get somebody in the chair who actually wants to do something about ending this carousel, this revolving door between the quote unquote regulators and the industries in which they're supposed to regulate, because they're clearly not properly regulating, and wants to do something about the industries that are preying on our kids with junk food and everything like this, suddenly that person's the bad guy, and they'll pick and choose why. So in the case for America's mother-in-law, it's the case, well, it's the vaccines that they just ignore all the other things and go vaccines. And same with Bernie. It's the same thing. So Bernie will cite the American Medical Association and all these other. But 5 minutes ago, before RFK Jr., Bernie was screaming about the greed of the medical industry. And this is why so many of these guys are completely full of it. And, you know, Trump comes along and brings a guy on board who actually is going to go after the problem, try to do something about it, and finds no allies in the Democrat Party, even though he was a Democrat. I mean, he was a Democrat up until a year ago. He was a Democrat. By the way, I was with Jack Cittarelli last night, as you know. Today, a Democrat mayor of a town in Bergen County, New Jersey, Garfield, New Jersey, endorsed Jack for governor of New Jersey. Yesterday, he was with the mayor of Dover, New Jersey, which is in Morris County. It's a heavily Latino town. That Democrat mayor endorsed Jack Cittarelli as well. The mayor today who endorsed Jack is also changing his party affiliation to Republican. Now, the poll that came out today shows a very tight race with, here we are, September 4th. I like the odds for Jack, but I got to tell you, what I really like is that being with him last night, and it's been some time since I've been with him in person, he definitely has the eye of the tiger. There's no doubt about it in my mind. He's got the eye of the tiger, and I said this last night when I was speaking at the event. You can tell he's fired up. He's fired up, and he really, truly believes he can win. That's the first step. Got to believe it. Got to believe you can do it. That is obviously the first step in all of this. So the secretary also went after a bunch of other people as well. And, you know, as you look at all this, you have to ask yourself, why do they keep attacking him? Like, here's another example. Senator Catherine Cortez Masto, this is cut number 6, who just starts going after him, wants to find no common ground whatsoever, just beat up Bobby Kennedy. I just can't believe that Democrats can't find any common ground with a guy who was a Democrat and is trying to make America healthy again. You can't find any. There's no common ground whatsoever. The high cost of medicine is like nothing. You can't find any common ground with the guy. Not at all. Like, not one thing. Can't point to one thing we agree on. Like, hey, how about school lunches? Cafeteria. Hey, maybe the cafeteria is unhealthy for the kids. Like, not even that. Nothing. Come on. So it just becomes a shouting match, a useless shouting match, so that they can hope to get viral and they can show their constituents, I beat up Bobby Kennedy today. Is that what the American people want, or do they want solutions to all these problems? I think they want solutions. I mean, I do. Look, as a dad who has 3 kids in school, and Reagan, who's now in kindergarten, who said to me last night, Dad, can I, well, not last night, I wasn't home last night, but said to me this morning, Dad, can I buy my lunch? I said, well, we'll talk to your teacher about that, honey. You know, because we're trying to pack her healthy stuff. And the school cafeteria is like the Wild West. Kids go in there and they have access to things that we usually reserve for vacation or a Vegas buffet. I don't know. I'd like to see something done on that. But apparently Democrats don't even find common ground on that. Because it's better just to yell at Bobby Kennedy. Just yell at him like he's a pinata. How about the stuff they put in pinatas? Can we find common ground on that? Maybe we can find healthier pinata stuffing candies. Or is that cultural appropriation? I don't know. Cut 6.
Why have you done that?
For the COVID vaccine? I was removed by FDA because they were the industry.
No, it was behind closed doors.
No, it's not
and scientists who said they wanted to brief you on the science, scientists who wanted to understand why the FDA, why you unilaterally changed the parameters for giving vaccines, making it possible now, to Senator Cassidy's colleagues' points, that they're going to have to go off-label.
This is crazy talk.
To prescribe a vaccine for children. I'm not making things up. Do you know how the FDA approval process works and what
happens? Yeah, I don't know. I know exactly.
Do you know what an off-label prescription is?
I know exactly how it works.
So why behind closed doors?
It's not behind closed doors. The industry makes the studies, and they could not provide a study that said that it is effective for healthy kids.
So when have you produced the data that you relied on and that this FDA relied on to change those parameters? You did it behind closed doors.
No, the data is all public.
Now parents who decide that they do want their children to have
COVID vaccine. You're just making stuff up, Senator.
I'm not making stuff up. You know, sometimes when you make an accusation, it's kind of a confession, Mr. Kennedy.
What does that even mean? I don't even know what that means. And he said to Senator Tina Smith, this is cut number four, you know, this is all partisan politics. And that's really what it all came down to today. It's just partisan politics. The Democrat Party just shows that they have no interest in solving any of these problems. And the fact is, they're all on the freaking take. They're all on the take. They all got they're getting their beaks wet. Big food, big pharma. So when they're in they can talk a good game. And then when Bobby Kennedy's there, they can just yell at him about the COVID vaccine. And then they can avoid having to actually solve any of these problems. Any of the problems that are actually plaguing America's health. The sickness crisis in this country, childhood obesity, all the things that we've been talking about. They don't have to worry about any of it because it's just beat up Bobby Kennedy like a pinata cut four.
So let me ask you, when were you lying, sir? When you told this committee that you were not anti-vax or when you told Americans that there's no safe and effective vaccine?
Both things are true.
Oh, so more of denial, more back and forth. I mean, here's what I know.
Let me explain why, Senator.
I want you to listen to me.
Okay, go ahead.
I want you to listen to me because I've been listening to you. You said that ACIP is an independent panel after you stocked it with your picks. You said that you want evidence-based science, but it seems that what you mean is evidence that supports your view, not the scientific consensus. I mean, you dared to sit there and call my colleague from New Hampshire a liar when she presented you with facts that don't support your view of the world. It's incredible. But let me move on. Just last week, in the days after the tragic shooting at Annunciation Catholic School in my home state of Minnesota, you went on Fox News blaming school shootings on antidepressants. You have no evidence of that because you have no evidence of a connection. And you want to talk about...
You're just saying something. You're just making stuff up.
You know, this is what you say, right?
No,
Secretary Kennedy, when presents you with information that does not fit...
I did not blame that shooting. I have no idea I never said that. You're making it up. Yeah, you are.
Secretary
you are being
Kennedy,
dishonest right
you
now.
You want to talk about mental health and gun
you're
violence
being
in this country, if you want to talk about mental health and gun violence in this country, we should be talking about that because that's what the
parents of Annunciation School. You don't want to talk. You want to have partisan politics.
I want
to actually solve these problems.
They have no interest in solving problems. And when it comes to school shootings, they don't want to explore any potential links to kids' mental health or medications or anything. They want to talk about one thing, and that's guns. And that's it. That's it. So the minute that you start to suggest things, hey, what if a kid's medicated? What if the kid's on antidepressants and it's not working? What if it's because this is not how we should be treating the problem? What if it's causing the problem? We see you can't have those conversations because the minute that you do, then you're getting away from what the Democrats want to be focusing on, which is just simply guns. And that's it. And that's it. And you can't talk about anything else. Now, that's because antidepressants are sacred, obviously. But number two is because Democrats only want to scream about guns. That's it. That's all they want to talk about. You can't deviate from that narrative.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
In other news, I'll tell you that on the issue of transgender, Malcolm Gladwell, staff writer for The New Yorker, he also is a guy who's written many books, including The Tipping Point. And he has now reached his tipping points on trans athletes, that they have no place in female sports and the female category. This is huge. And I'd say, welcome to the party, pal. But the kind of thing that you would never say in polite society just a few years ago. You would never say this in polite society just a few years ago, but now you could tell how much the pendulum has shifted on this. It's funny because Jack Ciarelli asked me last night during his speech, he said, boys and girls sports is an 80-20 issue, right? I said, I think it's higher than that. I do. And I think, you know, that's the term is 80-20, but no, on this issue, it's like 95-5. And those 5% are wackos who actually believe this. But the fact that Malcolm Gladwell saying this in polite society says a lot. Cut 9.
If we did a replay of that exact panel at the Sloan Conference this coming March, it runs in exactly the opposite direction. And it would be, I suspect, near unanimity in the room that trans athletes have no place in the female category. I don't think there's any question. I just think it was a strange, the reason I'm ashamed of my performance at that panel, because I share your position 100%, and I was cowed. The idea of saying anything on this issue, I was, in retrospect, in a dishonest way. I was objective in a dishonest way.
I was objective in a dishonest way. A lot of people were back then, because they were told in polite society that you had to be. In polite society. But as you can see how much things have changed. Because when you get somebody like Trump who's willing to run through a wall on this stuff so that you can say these things again, and because he's saying what everybody believes, but then you smash through polite society. That's why you need somebody who's going to be like a Wreck-It Ralph, quite frankly, to smash through the barriers of polite society so that you can say the things that polite society says you can't say. You know what I mean? But other people are afraid to say. And they're afraid to smash through the barriers of polite society. And then somebody like him comes along, he doesn't care. And then polite society doesn't want him. And then eventually polite society is saying what he was saying. And then you see that's what we call a 180. Right? At the time of this conference that Malcolm Gladwell was talking about, and how people felt walking on eggshells about these things and these topics. And that's why, for many people right now, they're having this great awakening of feeling like, well, we can say things again, and we can question and challenge norms that we couldn't challenge before. And it feels really good. Justin, do you have that picture of that birthday cake we can put on the YouTube chat? Okay, so Dallas sucks. Happy birthday, JB. See that? Go Birds. With an Eagles, it's the Eagles logo and some footballs, and it's Dallas Sucks birthday cake. So I got an email, very nice note from a listener in the Zeoli Army, and it's her husband's birthday today. And the nice thing about this is that they're coming down for the game. And so Mindy and John Rhodes, and I just wanted to wish John Braxton, Braxton's Animal Works in Wayne, happy birthday. Don't say his age. But when I was on Fox News Tuesday, shameless plug, and I said I was going to the Eagles home opener, she saw that. She heard me say that with Dana Perino. I'm not going with Dana Perino. I would clarify that. But she heard me say it while I was with Dana Perino on the show. And then she said, hey, can you give my husband a shout out? Because we're also going to the Eagles game. I said, sure thing. So, John, have a very happy birthday. And thank you for listening to the show. Mindy, thank you for listening to the show. And Dallas does suck, no doubt about it. And thank you for listening to the show on this abbreviated short show. Go Birds. Have a great rest of your day. I would do a real show on YouTube or something, but frankly, I'm just ready to get to the link. And I'm sure you are, too. So go Phillies. Go Eagles. Have a great rest of your day. Keep the conversation going on X at Rich Zeoli. Thank you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.